Whoa!
Hi there, and welcome to a special edition of Clan Chat. And for the most part, it's all about one man. I'm Craig Anderson, and this week we're focusing on the excellent Matt Haywood testimonial event as the current Glasgow Clan team and the All-Stars came together to serve up a great night's entertainment. We'll bring you the highlights from Tuesday as we spoke to as many of the guys as we could, including Jordan Kristanovich, Zach Sullivan, brand new Wall of Famer Ash Goldie, and Matt Keith. We'll catch up with Matt after the event to gauge his reflections from what happened and turn to serious business with a massive game against Manchester Storm to come on Saturday. Plus, we get the inside scoop from the GB camp as our very own Travis Earhart gets ready to help Pete Russell's team in Olympic qualifying. And why not? Another Clan conundrum to follow. You're listening to the Matt Haywood Testimonial Clan Chat.
I'm taking the beer out.
Clan conundrum time, and we all came out to pay tribute to the club's longest-serving player, Matt Haywood, on the occasion of his testimonial on Tuesday. Now, it doesn't take a genius to figure out he's played the most games for the club, and at the time of recording, that stands at 572 games. But our question this week is quite simple. Who, in Clan history, has played the second highest amount of games? Answer to come at the end of the show.
Alex Lovett's here!
Zach Fitzgerald's here!
On Tuesday, one of the most memorable nights took place in Clan history when fans, former players, former coaches, current players all came together at Brayhead Arena to celebrate the contribution and career of a player who is definitely one of our own. Matt Haywood is the last man standing from the original Clan team from 2010 and became the first player to be bestowed with a testimonial for his service. Former players spanning from that first season up to the current squad all took part, and for many of the Purple Army there was certainly an air of nostalgia, seeing the likes of Matt Keith, Jordan Kristanovich, Ash Goldie and Kyle Jones back on the ice in Glasgow. A little later we'll hear from Matt as he reflects on an amazing night of laughter, fun and dare I say some questionable hockey skills, but let's bring you the highlights of the night as the Purple Army celebrated a truly special player.
Right, just as we get ready for the night to start, I'm with the former captain and former coach himself, Jordan Kristanovich. Jordan, welcome back. You were here on Saturday as well. How does it feel to be back here at Brayhead Arena?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I've told a lot of the guys it's pretty surreal to actually be back because I never truly did think I would come back, but you know, just to see how a lot of stuff's changed, the sponsorship and all that, and the fan base, and it's, it was wicked. That's why I wanted to get in here to watch that game on Saturday, so, it's been pretty awesome.
Now, when we spoke on the podcast, I don't think you've skated much. You did a bit of coaching, certainly, but what's it going to be like being back out here again?
It's going to be interesting. I skated a little bit, not a lot. Yeah. Just with my kids, that was it, pretty much. So it's all in fun.
And what have you made of the guys you're going to be playing with tonight? Is it a Clan legends that followed you?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of us are maybe in the same boat. I don't think a lot of us have skated somehow, but we'll see how it goes.
It's going to be a fun night.
That's it. It's all about having fun, for sure. That's why we're here. We're here for Maddie, obviously. It's his huge, big night. And the whole event, yeah, it's just going to be good. Hopefully they take it easy on us out there.
Matt, before the game's warm-up yet to start, how are you feeling?
A lot less stressed than I was.
I was going to say, I texted you this morning, you came back to me and said it was a happy stress day. There we go.
Obviously, once I've got everything here and I knew everything was kind of sorted with the jerseys and everything like that, then I'm just ready to enjoy it now.
I mean, I was out in the foyer there and everybody's smiling, everybody can't wait for this tonight. What's it like in the locker room with the guys?
Yeah, it's good. There's a lot of reminiscing going and everyone's talking about how good they were back in the 90s and 2000s. But yeah, it's great. It's good that not only the team I brought over, but the current team are enjoying themselves and they're having a good time. So.
Excellent. I'll let you get ready, Matt. We'll talk to you after the game. Alex, we're just about to start warm-up. This big feud with you and Scott Pitt, how's it going to go down?
I anticipate a very quick fight. Obviously, I'm a heavy favorite. Scott probably can't punch himself out of a wet paper bag, so I'm very confident. It's a long time coming. We've hated each other since basically we're little children, so it's finally settled tonight. I'm thankful to finally end it and to hopefully end his career.
And what about the night tonight? A big crowd coming in as we speak. You're just about to go out for a warm-up as well. It's going to be a great night.
It's going to be awesome. I've been here for 3 days. It's been three of the best days of my life. It's so great being back. So great to see everyone. Love it.
Right, now with Jack Musial. Jack, unfortunately, injuries prevent you from taking part. Have you got a role tonight?
Not really. Just probably sit on the bench and, you know, enjoy the atmosphere and all the camaraderie with the boys and, you know, just kind of soak it in. Just, yeah. I did do the 50-50 earlier on where I was selling them to the fans and all the people here, so that was fun. It's you know, it's obviously great for Woody and it'll be a great night.
Not an opportunity for you to take the reins with Fitzy playing for the other team tonight and impart your wisdom on the guys?
Yep. I'm the coach now, so...
Oh, there you go. There you go. You heard it here, folks. Breaking news.
No. It'll be just good to, you know, stay around, you know, the room and the bench and just soak it all in.
And I think you'll have met the older guys that have come back for this night tonight. What have you made of them?
I've met not all of them as of yet. I've met, you know, probably 40, 50% of them, and they're all, you know, as you would expect. Woody wouldn't... You know, Woody brought back all the... You know, a good bunch of guys. So it's they're all really good people and great to talk to them. You know, they've shared stories and we've shared stories with them over our times with the clan. So it's been a great experience.
Well, Jack, thanks for your time. I'll let you go and talk tactics now with Mathieu Roy on the bench. We'll catch up with you later. Yeah. Right, Scott, warm up's done. I've had a chat with Alex Levitt. He's up for it. How's it going to go down from your point of view?
I mean, I think it's going to be a really good fight. He's in peak condition. I think he's a true competitor, and if I'm not careful, he could knock me out. So I got to be ready to go.
Dirty tactics? Are you going to employ them?
No, I'm going to be straight up. He'll probably get a little dirty, but we'll see what happens.
Scott, thanks very much. Enjoy the game. Well, as you join us, it's the first period break. What a first period that was. 4-2 for the All Stars. We've seen the Levitt and Pitt feud come to a head. I say come to a head. Pitt floored them with one punch. So after all that trash talking you heard a little bit earlier on, that was what we got. Hardly Joshua versus Deontay Wilder or Tyson Fury, whoever. But yeah, great first period. The fans really, really loving it. So I'll just take you through the goals. All Stars went ahead through Chris Frank. Matt Keith added a second to make it 2-0. Barry McKenzie, 3-0. Pulled back by Craig Peacock, then Lyndon Springer for the current team, and Ash Goldie adding a fourth one towards the end of that first period. The skills competition is coming up next. Ryan Finnerty got an extra assist added on. 3 assists for the second goal for the All-Star team. A deal done with referee Alan Craig that Finnerty doesn't moan at the referees. If he gets an assist, he has his dream. Right, here we are at Brayhead Arena. What a great night for everyone involved. The Zamboni is cutting the ice and the skills challenge coming up very soon, where players from both sides will take part and we'll find out just who's got the skills. Jonesy, second period break, you've just had your first penalty shots contest in a few years. How was that?
As expected. Didn't really make a save, I don't think. 2 went in, 2 missed the net. But I'm happy.
But what a good night overall. The skills competition, certainly got a few laughs out there.
Yeah, no, it was great. I think the fans enjoyed it. So one period left here, and then we'll see. I don't know, 6 goals down. We're in a tough spot here.
How do you turn that around, Georgie?
How?
How do you turn that around?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. I'm just going to get in there and do my best for the 7 minutes or 10 minutes I'm going to be in there, and then whatever happens, happens.
Patrick Killeen swapped the patch for skate. Are you going to do the same?
Oh, no. You
know, secret weapon?
No, you know what? I would fall on my head, I think, if I did something like that against these guys, so not likely.
Here we are on the benches after the second period. Charlie, you having a good time?
Yeah, Woody's been a bit of a wet wipe, but other than that, it's been great.
Bit of a stickler for the rules out there, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely beat Stanny on the hardest shot. I don't know, the speed gun must be broken. I think Rusty cheated a little bit there, but definitely got a harder shot than Stanny.
Are you claiming corruption against Police Scotland here, Sully?
Yeah, not just Police Scotland, but definitely Rusty. You know, Stanny always says I have a poop muffin, but I definitely beat him on the hardest shot.
But great night overall, great support from the fans as well. How much you enjoyed being part of this?
Yeah, no, on a serious note, like, Woody's the one guy that, you know, he's been here 10 years, the club is 10 years old, and he deserves this. You know, he's the one guy that epitomises clan, and not just clan, but like a teammate and a friend. And if there's one guy that deserves it in the league, it's definitely Matt Hayward.
Now, I noticed your coach, Ryan Finnerty, there with the camera. you know, watching the guys very closely. Do you think he'll use that for ahead of the game on Saturday? Is that a tactic he's employing?
I think he was a bit disappointed he wasn't involved in the skill competition. I think he was looking forward to being some of the guys. But, yeah, and, you know, we're playing up here on Saturday. And, yeah, I think any advantage we can take, I think Finno will definitely use.
Great, right, Charlie. Thanks for that.
Yeah, no worries.
Scott Pitt, Alex Levitt, you're all pals again, hand round each other. I mean, what was that like out there?
I mean, it's a fun kind of different game. It's a special night. My voice is obviously gone from yelling and drinking and all the good stuff that comes along with it. And I approached Scott about it a few months ago and just said maybe we should do something funny for the fans. And Scott, obviously being the awesome guy that he is, was on board. And it was just kind of a fun goof to get the night rolling. And I thought we executed pretty good. I thought everyone for a minute there possibly thought I was knocked out. So mission accomplished.
So, Alex, your team are 6 goals down. How do you turn it around in the third period?
We got to talk to the current team. They know they're comfortable with that, right? Oh, that's just me. Now I'm just being mean.
Too much.
That was a joke. Everyone relax. I'm just kidding. It's a fun night.
We're just joking here.
I don't know. We're probably not coming back. So, it's unfortunate, but we'll do our best.
So that's us, game over, third period sees a win for the All-Stars, 19-17, they turned it around. But what a great night of hockey for a man deserving of all the accolades and all the plaudits tonight, Matt Hayward, a true servant to Brayhead Clan and latterly Glasgow Clan. They're just going through the post-game formalities. We'll get some chat with some of the guys that have taken part in the game tonight. A truly special night for everyone involved. Even a great goal for young Charlie Hayward as well. Matt's young daughter had a little spell on the ice with her dad. Also great to see Clangus on there as well. Clangus getting some ice time. And referee Alan Craig sent to the penalty box on a couple of occasions. We'll get the thoughts of some of the guys who took part on the game coming up now.
To be here in the amount that there was just great. So, no, it was a good time.
A great fun night. You guys got a comeback as well. But it wasn't about the score, as you said.
No, it wasn't about the score. Coming up. Man, these guys are fast these days. They're a lot faster than they were when I played. So it was a good time, and not only seeing all the guys, it's good to see all the fans that we met when we were here, and some very good relationships, and people who work for the team, and everything. It's good to see everybody again for sure.
You showed some good touches there, like the old magic was still there. Did it feel that way?
Certainly didn't feel that way, and I don't think it'll feel that way tomorrow morning. But no, it was. You know what? It's just about. Everything's about math, right? So everybody was on the same page, and I thought that his committee did an amazing job doing some things that were probably a little bit different with the skills competition and stuff like that. But I thought they did an amazing job, and I thought it was great for the fans to see it, and everybody was on the same page, knowing this is what the testimonial is about, and everything was awesome.
Of course, we last seen you a couple of years ago with your Wall of Fame induction. How great is it to be back in Scotland? How excited do you get to come back here?
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's so fun coming back here. And Chelsea and I had such a great time here. And unfortunately, Lola didn't come this time. But I can't wait to bring Lola back, you know, when she's a little bit older and she's going to recognize, you know, how important Scotland or Glasgow was to our life. We love coming back and seeing everybody, and it's been great.
Ryan, welcome back. You're back here on Saturday with your Manchester team. What did you learn about this current Clan team tonight?
They're pretty good guys. No, it was a lot of fun here tonight. A lot of fun here. Yeah, it was a trip down memory lane. Great to see some of the old guys and guys all the way back from season one, you know, to season 10. It's been incredible here. So really enjoyable time. And we're going to have a lot of fun here tonight.
And of course, a great night for Matt as well. The fans turned out numbers for him. That's what it was all about.
Yeah, I mean, this has got to be a record for a testimonial for attendance. incredible support from the Clan fans. It's just been a lot of fun. We just rolled into town about 4 o'clock, but, you know, it's just been kind of seeing old faces and telling stories and... You know, it's a lot of good memories here.
Of course, doing a bit of camera work as well during the skills competition. How do you feel that worked out for you?
I was seizing up a little bit, so I had to move. So, yeah. No, yeah, it was good. It was a lot of, yeah, it was fun. And, yeah, no, he was just sitting there. So, I'll go following the shootout. So, yeah, you know what? It's just been a lot of fun, and it's been so good, and my wife's been back. And, you know, we haven't really been back and gone to the old places we lived and toured around. So, been a really good trip down memory lane, and then we get to come back here for real on Saturday.
Shane Loss back in Glasgow again. How are you feeling after that game?
Oh, well, it's been a long 4 days leading up to it for sure with the boys, but it was awesome even just skating out for warm-up, and you still get those feelings that you had back when you played. So it was an awesome day. The whole couple days, the events have been top-notch, and like I've talked to a lot of guys around the league, like this is one of the best testimonials that the league have seen. So it's perfect, because no better guy than Matty Haywood for that. So
I see you've got a tin of something gold in there. How much have you had out of that tonight? Has that been keeping you going?
Yeah, these are just leveling me out so I can still function.
But of course, it's been a great night, as you say, for Matt. He's been such a great servant for the club. When you see him now compared to back then, and the popularity he has here, totally blows you away.
Oh, it's crazy. He's growing with the club just as much as the club is growing, right? So it's so cool to see the organization where it's at and to see where Matty's at. So it's kudos to both, right? I hope he can play for another 10 and we're back for the 20th.
There you go. And I know you're good pals with Jade Galbraith. We spoke about this previously. How much would Jade have loved to come back here tonight?
He still talks about his time here, right? So it's it was too bad he could make it, but I think it hurts him a bit to not be here, but you know, he does miss it.
Special guest here on Clan Chat, it's none other than Matt's dad, Paul. How proud are you tonight for what you've seen?
Absolutely immense. It's just that the family has grown. Neil Black, when he picked the name of Clan, he picked it exactly right, because that's what it is. It's a family. They've taken Matt into his family, this Purple Army, everything. It's absolutely amazing. And to see so many old friends back for Matt, it's just been great.
I mean, I think Matt himself said he's grown up through the years at this club as well. As his dad, you've seen that at close quarters, of course.
Very, very much so. It doesn't seem 10 years ago since we dropped him off as a young kid at Shawlands. Kev Phillips, Cody Bostock came straight out, meet him, and he's just grown into this place.
And tonight, what an occasion. The fans loved it. Great laughs as well from everybody. That's what it was all about, wasn't
absolutely
it?
Amazing. Say the Purple Army have just taken him into their hearts. Hopefully it's been reciprocated. The guys from both teams tonight have just bought into everything all year. And see, it's been absolutely first class.
What about young Charlie getting their first goal here as well?
Yeah. You nearly got as many as Matt. Paul, but don't tell him I said that.
Absolutely not. Paul, thank you so much.
No problem.
The Lyndon Springer receives 2 minutes for being Lyndon Springer.
That was the highlights from Tuesday's testimonial for Matt Haywood, and it's been great to relive it again. As for the man himself, it was a quieter day on Wednesday as the dust settled on a very special night. We spoke about that, his own highlights, and turned our attention to the big night this Saturday that sees two of his all-stars, Ryan Finnerty and Zach Sullivan, return in their Manchester Storm uniforms in a huge league clash. We started by looking back on Tuesday night, and I asked him if the whole event had gone as well as he'd expected.
I think it went better than I ever dreamed of, the game and the dinner on a Sunday. It was two near perfect events, and I'm obviously over the moon with everything, and I'm on a bit of a come down right now. I've come down from cloud nine, so yeah, I'm very grateful for everybody that came along to support, and I hopefully we put on a pretty decent show for everybody.
It was a very different vibe, I found, certainly from walking through the foyer into the arena itself. Did you feel something different in the air as you were getting ready for the game?
Well, I walked in from the concourse, so yeah, it was pretty different. Pretty different to normal.
But the night itself, what a success. You know, all sorts of things going down. Was a lot of it improvised? Or, I mean, I had the running order in front of me, so certainly there were some things I wasn't expecting.
Well, I did have a couple of stage things, obviously the fight and stuff like that. But when guys had a couple of drinks, I think it's best to not script it, because you can never count on them to go on script, but they're all funny guys, and I knew they'd make it a good spectacle for everybody, and fair play to the referees who came and made it even better, made it even funnier.
was there a particular highlight for you? Was there something that made you really laugh when you think back on what happened through the course of the night?
Maybe it wasn't my actual highlight, but when Pity and Levy were squaring off, I think Toby Craig fell over the boards over there, I think. That definitely wasn't part of the plan, but it made it 10 times better.
But as you said, it's on a bit of a come down now. It's all been sort of building to last night. What are your overall reflections from the night before and everything that went down? I mean, it was quite a late one. The guys obviously fully got in the spirit of everything as well.
Yeah, I know it was late and it was a school night, so I'm thankful for everybody for sticking with it and staying. And yeah, the guys really bought in. Obviously, they had a couple of drinks, so it was a bit easier for them. And it was nice to see everybody loosen up a bit. And it's, like you said, it's different because it wasn't a serious hockey game that everybody's used to. And it was just 40 friends just having a laugh and a bit of a kickabout.
Now, the guys have been in town for a few days now. I think some of them were at the game on Saturday, the dinner on Sunday, of course, as well. How has the integration been between the older guys and the current team? I take it everybody's all friends in that front as well.
Yeah, I think that was one thing I was worried about, obviously, because we had a couple of things planned during the games, and I didn't want people to feel like they couldn't do stuff because they didn't really know each other very well, but... I think it's really helped that we've got Peaks, Pitty, Bex, people like that who have played with some of these guys. So it's not just me that they've played with. So the integration's been fantastic. And like the hockey world is really small, so people will know of people. So they'll be like have friends in common, and before you know it, everybody's best friends. So it was really nice to see. And really thankful for the current team to be really welcoming for all my All-Stars coming over and pretty much just taking over for a few days.
And speaking of the All-Stars, how nice was it for you to be on the ice with them again at least one more time?
Yeah, a couple of them still got it, haven't they? They really do. I think it was, like you say, it was a team that has had a big influence on my career, so it was nice for me to show them my life now and how it is at this club. And And they all, every single one of them said that it was like they'd never been away. So I think that's a huge credit to everybody at the club and all the fan base, just how welcoming that they are and how much the guys have missed it.
Now, for anyone who wasn't at the dinner on Sunday, Matt was meant to be the subject of a roast from some of his former teammates. Now, you were up there on the stage with Matt Keith, Alex Levitt, Kyle Jones, and who was the other one? I've not got it written down. But it was certainly, it was Chris Frank. So I think that was probably the nicest roast I think I've ever seen in my life. Do you feel like you got off lightly?
Yeah, why do you think I picked those? No, I thought I'd get off lightly, and then Kyle Jones was begging me to go first because he didn't have any material, and then he came out of the blocks swinging. So I thought, oh, here we go, because I still had three pretty opinionated guys to come up, and I thought, oh, I'm going to get it here. But then obviously the attention switched to other people in the room, and I thankfully flew under the radar a bit. But I got to say, all four of them were very, very funny, and the night went absolutely brilliant. Or as Gareth said in his speech, absolutely fantastic.
He said that quite a lot. Just before we move on, I just want to ask about your wife, Jenny. You've often credited her for the hard work she's put into organising not only the game itself, the other events and things as well. This is the first day after it's all by weather. Is she glad to be back to some kind of normality at least?
Yeah, she's done more work today than she's done for a while. I think there's been a big hole missing. She's not been stressing over deadlines and programs and things like that. But so it's nice for her to. Hopefully, she gets to sit down in a little while here, and we can just sit and reflect and talk about the whole weekend and just reminisce and just realise how fortunate we are to be in this position and how nice it was to see everybody. And also for Jenny, because she there is people that she didn't know and came over, because I wasn't with Jenny before they came over, and then for her to meet those guys' wives and stuff was a really big deal to me, because not only the players were pretty close to me, but the whole families were too, like Jordan's wife Nadia and Ash's wife Nicole. Got huge respect for those families, so it was really important to me that they met Jenny and met Charlie, and thankfully that everyone got to meet everybody and everyone got along, so I'm over the moon.
Good. I should point out Valentine's Day is coming up, so you might need to buy a big present for that one. Anyway, let's move on to business now, and obviously we're back in action on Saturday. Manchester Storm come to town. Ryan Finnerty and Zach Sullivan coming back so soon after appearing in your game on Tuesday. Game faces back on. How big a game is this one on Saturday?
Yeah, it's playoff mentality now. We're obviously we're in the last 15 games here, and we're in a bit of a fight to be in the playoffs, and last Saturday didn't go the way we wanted to. I know we all felt like we played a pretty good game and probably deserved the 2 points, but we've got to find a way to be a bit more ruthless and really make sure we get that win when we're on top in games.
And we're at the stage of the season where, you know, fine margins can really play a huge part further down the line as well.
Yeah, like you say, it's like an extended playoff run for us. We've got 15 games, and we've mapped out as a team how many points we think we should be getting, and that's what everyone's focused on right now, and hopefully Saturday is the beginning and we get the 2 points.
No, I mean, it's easy to get bogged down with the fact that the team's results haven't been going so well, and you know, people can get a little bit frustrated by that. And obviously your testimonial this week's maybe brought something a bit different, not only to the fans but to you guys as players as well. Can it be seen as maybe a nice distraction from what would have been a normal week after what's happened?
Yeah, hopefully. It probably would have been a really long week of practice, but hopefully it is a nice distraction. Me and Jenny were talking about it, and we feel that the game yesterday really brought everybody a little bit closer, whether it was old guys to new guys or old guys to fans. And we got a couple of older fans that don't come anymore to the game. And yeah, I just feel like it was a nice night, and everyone walked away feeling very close to one another, as a family should do. And hopefully this is, like you say, it's a good distraction and we can kick on from here.
And of course, the games are probably a bit more magnified because the fact the teams run about the top aren't playing this weekend, so there's a little bit more spotlight on you as well. Can that add some pressure on the teams involved?
Yeah, it can do, but I think we just all we can do in this stage is literally can focus on what we are doing, and Manchester are in this playoff battle with us, so it's a huge game, and I know they'll be wanting to come up here and steal the 2 points from us, so we've got to be ready, we've got to be focused, and because I know Ryan's going to bring his team firing like he always does, so it's going to be a very difficult game.
Matt Hayward looking back on his testimonial and looking ahead to this Saturday's crunch game with Manchester Storm. Let's take it back slightly to last week when Ash Goldie became the latest player to join the Wall of Fame, beating Jordan Kristanovic and Chris Frank in the vote to take his place alongside Bruce Richardson, Jade Galbraith, Drew Miller, Ed McGrain, Kyle Jones, Matt Keith, Jamie Fritch and Stefan Meyer. I had a brief chat with him about it and asked how it felt to have that honour bestowed upon him.
Oh, it was amazing. It's, you know what, it was an honour for him to invite me back here and just to share the ice with him one more time here, and you know, it was just a great experience and great night for him, and you know, that's why we're all here, to celebrate him and the club, and yeah, it was awesome.
And how proud was it your kids got to see you in action as well? You were talking to me about that on Sunday. Yeah. How much did they enjoy it?
Yeah, it was really good. You know, while I played here, I had two of them here, Hunter and Kinsley Barrett, never saw me really on the ice, so you know, it was fun to do a lap with him, and you know, brings back a lot of memories, so yeah, it was pretty cool.
Now, you were here on Saturday for your Wall of Fame induction. You were the latest inductee. How did that feel to get that bestowed upon you?
Well, again, it's I'm very honored, and you know, there's a lot of guys that can go up there, and you know, Frankie and Jordo, they're most deserving to be up there as well, and I'm sure they'll be up there soon enough. So you know, just like to thank the fans and the organization for giving me that honor to hang from the rafters, and yeah, it's just honestly, I'm just very humbled and you know, excited at the same time about it. Just to have my family here with me for that has made it even that much better. So.
Of course. And we're looking down at the ice now. We can see it from here, right in centre. That's a good place for it.
Hey, just you know, just to be up there and in the conversation with some of these great players that have come through this organization. It's you know, like I said, it's just quite an honour.
Excellent, Ash. Well done. Thanks. Yep. Good to see you again.
Thanks.
Yeah, there she is. There she is. You ready to rock or what? Of course you can hold my hand.
That was Ash Goldie, the latest Wall of Famer. For Clan fans, they might be looking ahead to Saturday when Manchester Storm come to town, but for Travis Earhart, his attention will be elsewhere as he takes part in a different cause as part of Pete Russell's Great Britain team. It's the start of the Winter Olympic qualifying campaign, and GB will take on Estonia, Romania and Hungary in Nottingham, with a place in the next qualifying stage up for grabs as they look to beat a path to Beijing in 2022. I managed to get a word with Travis about the weekend ahead, and he's excited for his chance on the international stage.
Yeah, it's been good. It's just kind of getting to know everybody, getting to know the systems that Pete's putting in place for this weekend. And just trying to connect as quick as possible.
Now, of course, this was one of your aims for this season, to be involved with the GB team. Now that it's finally happened, how does it feel?
Before the first game, it's a little surreal. It feels good. I'm sure be a little nervous the opening shift of the first game, but yeah, it's exciting.
And there's going to be a big crowd there as well, on the back of obviously last year and the World Championships as well. Do you sense an excitement around the guys ahead of these games?
Oh, definitely. Even today, before practice started, they were just running through some of the videos that they've been preparing on the big screen, and it was of the World Championships last year, and you could see the excitement in the guys, so it's fun to be a part of that.
Now, the good thing is, from your point of view, your brother's on the team as well. Dallas, he's been involved with the national team for a couple of years. How much has he helped you in regards to preparation for this?
A little bit. We talked both years that he was part of the team, and I haven't picked his brain too much. But he's a big help.
And of course, both of you are going to miss the big game on Saturday between Glasgow and Manchester. Is that rivalry still there between you over that?
Of course. Yeah, I think we might find a way to put a drink on it or something, see who wins.
And, of course, it must be nice to be working with Pete again. Pete was, of course, the coach at the Clan last year as well. Must be nice working under his coaching again.
He's definitely somebody I respect as a person and as a coach. So, yeah, it's been good to see him again.
And it must be a bit strange coming up, you're playing alongside the guys that you're up against usually most weeks as well, the old stagers like Jonathan Phillips, Ben O'Connor, guys like that. It must be nice to work with them for a change.
Yeah, it is. I was curious how those interactions would be, but everybody is very open here. So, they've made it very easy to step into this.
Now, of course, you've been involved with the GB team this week means that you had to miss out on the game on Tuesday, the Matt Haywood testimonial. I know you would have loved to have been part of that. It must have been, when you look back on it now and you see what's happened from the night, you must have really missed out on what was a great night.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to be there to support one of the great guys in the game of hockey. I wished him the best. Hopefully, it had a good turnout. I know it did because the Glasgow fans always support their players like that. I guess maybe my liver's probably happy I missed that, though. I don't know.
But of course, this weekend, is it all about just trying to establish yourself in the team? The World Championships come up later on in the year. So it's a case of, for you, is it just making an impression and making sure Pete remembers, how good a contribution you'll make?
Yeah, a little bit. Try not to look past anything. Just go on, as always, just try and do whatever you can to help win the games that are at hand.
Good. Well, best of luck, Travis. Hope all goes well for you this weekend. We'll see you back with the Clan soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, he's stretching. Frank, he's ready.
That was the voice of Travis Earhart in the GB camp ahead of the Winter Olympic qualifiers beginning later this week. We wish Pete, Travis and the rest of the team the very best of luck for the three games. Incidentally, all three games can be watched live on Free Sports, so check out the information online about that. Just before we go, let's solve the Clan conundrum, and I set the question back at the start that Matt Haywood, as the Clan's longest serving player, has 572 games and counting under his belt, but who is the second all-time appearance maker for the Clan? Well, I can tell you the answer is Zach Sullivan, who racked up 310 games between 2014 and 2019, and I want to thank Jim Lydon for providing that tidbit of information. Another Clan conundrum to come for you next time.
Ring the buzzer.
Yeah! Woohoo!
That's all for this edition of Clan Chat, so just time to remind you to get your tickets for Saturday's massive Rave the Rink game against Manchester Storm. Face-off is at 7 p.m, so get those via the Clan website, clanihc.com. For the latest news around the club, check out the website, or if you haven't yet, don't forget to like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. You can also subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Audioboom, and the newest episode will download automatically to your device. Please leave a review as well and tell us what you want to hear or generally what you think. All feedback is welcome. My thanks this week go to the many I spoke to at the testimonial on Tuesday, especially Paul Haywood, Matt's dad, and the many All-Stars who are here also. It was great to talk to you all again. My thanks also to producer Stuart Priest for his work on this podcast, but as always, my biggest thanks go to you for listening and downloading, and we'll be back soon for more Around the Glasgow Clan. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.